And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Fry. How are you?
I'm great. So what are folks saying this week?
Well, on Monday, we covered two different stories about marriage. In our economic segment, we talked about how marriage could give black families a financial boost. Then on our bloggers roundtable, we talked about California's Supreme Court ruling to legalize gay marriage.
Diet Priya Coco Zeemans of New Delhi, India, thought we missed an obvious connection. I was pretty shocked today when you prepared lengthy reports on black marriage and its economic viability on the same day that you discussed gay marriage. As a black gay male who is legally partnered to a non-American, we live as exiles. Your show of all shows should have made the simple link between us blacks and marriage's economic sense in these tight times.
We also got a few letters about a segment we did on the murder of football star Jameel Shah Jr. The man accused of killing him is an illegal immigrant. His parents are now trying to change how LA police enforce immigration laws.
The debate over immigration prompted Mary Noelle Walker of West Bloomfield, Michigan, to write us this. I am still trying to make sense out of the fact that a young star athlete has been murdered and an illegal immigrant who is no stranger to law enforcement was not deported long ago. What's going on in this country? Jameel's mother is a member of our military, the family are all citizens of the United States, and yet the endless rhetoric of illegal immigrants' rights continues. As a taxpayer, I am appalled at the monetary burden illegal immigration has had on this country.
While Angela Morrow in Raleigh, North Carolina, had a different take on our coverage. Another black young man gunned down, illegal immigrants, people hating one another, gang violence, police department not doing their job, etc. Farai, you could have dug a little deeper with this. Being involved in a gang or not does not give anyone cause to kill someone else. So why did you keep shoving that question in your guest's face about the victim's gang allegiance? It has no relevance to his unnecessary death.
Angela, thanks. It was relevant to our story in ways including that we spoke about the related move by African American and Latino activist groups to pressure MySpace about gang-related content.
And finally, Carolyn Curley of Santa Cruz, California, sent us a little love letter. I really, really enjoy listening to your show, and the parts I love the best are all of your roundtables. I enjoy the topics. I like that you spend a significant amount of time discussing each topic. I love your participants, and I have especially loved your political coverage. Thank you so much for providing a great show and one that is so full of substance and fantastic coverage of current events. I appreciate it so much. And we appreciate your letters, so please keep yours coming.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick news and notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Thanks, Sasha.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, they say they've had doors slammed in their faces and listened to malicious rants and racial slurs. We're talking about some of Barack Obama's campaign volunteers. We talked to Washington Post writer Kevin Merida, who recently wrote about the racism they encountered on the campaign trail.